Weirdest thing that's happened at work. John wrote in, HR would put little safety posters and signs around the office. They like to put one across from the toilet. So he had a little reading material. Sign said, don't over exhort. It might hurt, with a picture of a guy picking up a box. Funny, but weird. It's kind of funny.
I think it means exert. Don't over exert. It might hurt. That rhymes makes more sense.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah. We got some more. Gary says, while working at a supermarket, I was walking through the dairy department, saw a fellow employee over by the eggs. As I got closer, I could see him with a carton open, and he seemed to be turning each egg.
Sure.
After doing the whole pack, I asked him, hey, what are you doing? He responded, the manager asked me to rotate the eggs.
Okay.
I facepalmed and explained what they actually meant, to which he supplied. He replied, that makes more sense. For context, in the grocery world, to rotate means to make sure the earliest dates of expiration are towards the front of the shelf.
That does make more sense.
Not going in and
actually
rotating
flipping
each individual egg in every carton.
Man, that would be time consuming.
That would be tedious. Well, but they all do have like little logos. A lot of them have little logos stamped on the shelf. So maybe you thought, oh, the logos have to all be facing the same.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Denise said, when I was working at a daycare, one of the moms dropped off her baby, and when handing him to one of the staff members, she kissed the staff member on the face and said, love you, and went to work.
Oh, gosh.
She phoned a couple hours later and said, I've just realized what I did. I'm so sorry. I was half asleep, and I guess I'm so used to handing him to my husband, and we all had a good laugh.
Yep, exactly. Super relatable. You know that fog that you're in.
Right.
When you're that tired and you got like really young kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Weirdest thing that's happened to you while at work.
Yeah, Bob said one guy did a spicy wing challenge at lunch. Later that afternoon, he was on the floor of his cubicle moaning and crying and cussing up a storm very loudly. We tried to call an ambulance, but he was adamant that he was going to be fine.
Uh-huh.
He eventually did take the next day off. Wow. Wow.
Man, when at lunch you're like, hey, let's go ahead and do this spicy wing challenge. And
yeah,
then
I got this.
And then it
hits
you. I got
an iron stomach.
That very, very day.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Immediate regret.
I know. We got one more here. Weirdest thing that's happened at work. Lisa said, I work in an office and thought it would be funny to put googly eyes on my coworker's desk one day. Everyone had a good laugh over it, and a couple weeks later found googly eyes on all my stuff.
Oh, boy.
So it became kind of a game of who could arrange googlies on people's desks in the most creative and funny manner.
That's kind of fun.
It was kind of hysterical. Then one of the adjacent departments caught wind of the good times we were having over here and started doing the same thing. Cue a month later, and there are googly eyes everywhere. It's literally absurd.
That's great. I think that's fun. That makes it fun.
Yeah, when your office gets inundated by googly eyes.
Although, how long are we taking to do that? That could become a problem in corporate's eyes if it takes a while.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. All right, so there you go. What's the weirdest thing that's happened at work? Hopefully nothing too crazy, but if you've got any more, you can feel free to text them in 502-795-1997.